You're listening to SBS News.
George Savvides has been appointed as SBS chairman for the next 5 years after serving on the broadcaster's board since 2017. He replaces Bulent Hastalal, who stepped down as chairman in June. Mr. Savvides has over 30 years of experience in the healthcare sector as the former managing director of Medibank and Medibank Private. The 63-year-old says he has also volunteered as a director with several boards, including charity World Vision.
To not be a boring businessman in a suit, I wanted to stay connected with the other parts of life that keep your heart going, and the causes around caring for children in very distressed environments around the world drew my wife and I to World Vision.
Communications Minister Paul Fletcher unveiled the appointment, describing Mr. Savvides as an eminent Australian and a highly respected businessman. Labor's communications spokeswoman Michelle Rowland also welcomed the appointment, saying Mr. Savvides brings extensive business acumen and community experience to the role and continuity. Mary Patetsos is chair of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia.
We're very excited by this. I think George has demonstrated his capacity and understanding of the importance of building on a really diverse public broadcaster, really targeting people and interests that are broad. And I think in the interest of Australia, I think he'll serve us really well. I think it's also really important to recognise his commercial acumen and his capacity to drive the organisation forward.
Mr. Savvides was born to Greek Cypriot parents who migrated to Australia in the 1950s. Growing up in Sydney, he says he had a broad sense of the multicultural communities around him. Mr. Savvides recognises the role of SBS in fostering diversity and inclusion in Australia.
Well, it's a very unique role. For 45 years, SBS has focused on communicating to our very diverse multicultural community in Australia, which is very much a part of what Australia is. And more recent years also through NITV to our First Nations communities. And the ability to do that with that sense of nuance and sensitivity is vital, and to help members of our community feel at home.
Ms. Patetsos says the service provided by SBS is particularly important during the COVID-19 pandemic. She says culturally and linguistically diverse communities rely on the public broadcaster as a trusted source of information.
The other important thing about SBS is that it's a trusted broadcaster. Australians are able to tune into SBS to understand the things that they need to know in order to keep themselves and their families and their communities safe. We're living in unprecedented times, so the idea that a very powerful and strong voice for called communities for migrants and refugees in Australia and for all Australians.
Looking to the future, Ms. Patetsos is urging the broadcaster's leadership not to lose the essence of SBS. She says communities rely on SBS radio programs and traditional programming targeted at older Australians.
So in moving forward, I think we need to keep what's worked and what's still working and build on that so that communities don't lose things that they're always gaining. And that I think will be the challenge for George Savvides, and it will in fact be the challenge for the board.
Mr. Savvides says the role of SBS will become even more vital over the coming years.
To be understood, to be embraced for difference. At SBS, we believe that when we communicate in a way where people feel at home and feel understood and appreciated, we build stronger and more resilient communities. And therefore, everyone in Australia benefits from that. And so we're excited about the future. We see that there's still a lot more to do. And the relevance of what we bring to Australia is becoming even stronger.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.